This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people who are like living in an episode of Hawaii Five-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell. Robert
Scott Bell. Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Alrighty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Robert Scott Bell.
There you go, just to put an exclamation point after the opening stager. That's Super Don Magic. Stuff we used to play at Rejoiners, and he's found them again. It's like, you know, I move, you move things, you find other boxes. Look at that audio. Let's play it. Why not? That was kind of cool. That was fun.
Shaking the dust off of some things there.
Yeah. Speaking of shaking the dust off, I know you, in order to get your day started, I mean, if I talk to you early, I always, my first question is, have you had your coffee yet? Right?
Yes.
Of course, more recently, we've talked about the care package. My wife found, in addition to the Cameroon-sourced coffee we found when we were in Atlanta from my buddy, we found some extra Blue Mountain Jamaican coffee that we brought back. And it's been a while, but it's always been in the fridge. So it's as beans, not as powder, right? We sent it to you, and you're grinding it up. And you were telling me some stories about coffee this morning before we got on the air. I thought it was very instructive.
Well, you know, there, honestly, I mean, if you're a coffee drinker, then I don't think there's anybody out there that would disagree with the fact that if you grind your own coffee, it's always better. And I used to do that a lot back in the day, but for a long time, probably for the last, I don't know, couple of years at least, I got kind of lazy. I had a coffee grinder at one time, and then it went out on me, and so I just never bought a new one. So I've just been buying the already ground coffee and drinking it, because, you know, it was just kind of like, all right, coffee's coffee, right? But then you sent me this coffee here, and I was like, oh, man, I got to go get a new coffee grinder, because I can't just let this sit here, because it'll drive me crazy, because I'm looking at it. So I went and got a coffee grinder, and I've been drinking it. And I'll tell you what, man, it's kind of a trip, because as I've gotten older, it's like I can't drink as much coffee as I used to. It makes me sick, you know, and I'm like, you know, all right. So I've been having to cut back and not enjoying it as much as I used to. Mm-hmm. With this coffee, I ground this coffee. I've been using the fresh ground coffee from the beans that you sent me. And I'll tell you what, man, I've noticed a huge difference. I can actually drink coffee like I used to now.
So, hold on. So it's not just about the flavor, the taste. Obviously, you're going to get store ground, packaged coffee. It's going to taste different than fresh ground. Okay, I get that. But you're telling me you're able to drink, the cells of your body are saying something to you.
Yeah, and it's better on my stomach, and which was the problem that I was having. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's something to be said about the fact that when you buy already ground coffee, they put additives in the coffee to keep it from clumping, right? Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, it's just speculation on my part, but I think that may have something to do with it.
Speculate away, my friend. You're right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It's the same thing I talk about. Additives, preservatives, coloring, flavoring, binders, stabilizers, all of those things matter. And Super Don, your cells are smarter than you are. Just as my cells are smarter than I am. This is not a dig at Super Don. It's your cells are saying, hey, You know, as it's telling you, you can't drink the coffee you used to. You had resilience. I could put up with it, right? Now you get an organic quality coffee. By the way, the guy's name is Merlin that we got this coffee from. Kuntz Coffee, KUNTZ Coffee.com, from Cameroon. I've never met anybody importing from Cameroon organic quality coffee. So go there and get it. Super Don's Body is telling you it's good stuff. And we'll have to see how the Blue Mountain held up in the fridge all this time by the time you get there. But I think it's illustrative. Mm-hmm. It's very important for folks to hear. It's not just RSB talking crazy stuff. It's like Super Don's cells are talking crazy stuff now. Clean matters.
And it tastes great, too. So
and it tastes great.
It'll take me a little while, probably another maybe a week or so to get through this first bag, and then I'll get on to the Blue Mountain, and I will report.
Okay, all right. Well, folks, too much of a good thing, including good coffee, perhaps not so good. How about very high levels of good? It just annoys me when they say that. Cholesterol. That's right. According to the latest studies, very high levels of good cholesterol may be harmful. Now, am I one of the few people that gets annoyed every time I hear somebody say good and bad cholesterol? I was hanging out one of my stops, meeting with my friends and this, my dear sweet friends. She's married to one of my best friends, and he's got elevated cholesterol, like, so she's got him on some kind of smart butter, right? That's not butter. I'm like, this has got canola oil. No, this is not good. Vegetable oil is not good. And I just said, there's no such thing as bad cholesterol. I'm like, ooh, I stepped in it for a moment there. And I know that because it was like, I reacted. I'm like, I'm so annoyed when people ascribe good and bad to body composition, right? It's all there for a reason. Now, extremes, yeah, we get to that point where I get not enough, too much. But what is that for you? And you don't get that from the doctors because they don't look at your lineage, right? What is your family history on your mom's side, your dad's side? What were the levels that they had in terms of cholesterol? They weren't measuring cholesterol in the early part of the 20th century. But how would you know if what they say is normal is really normal good for you? Now, they've claimed HDL is good because it helps to usher the cholesterol out of your arteries. It changes it, catches it, takes it away. But the reason that LDL is bad is not because it's made that way or drawn that way. It's simply because you have inflammation within your cardiovascular system, not caused by LDL, not even reversed by HDL. Although we've talked about if you want to ascribe to what the doctors say, hey, I'd like to get your HDL up. You can do that if you want with 100% whole food GTF chromium, innate response chromium. You get that from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. He's at 866-424-1077. I think there's a link up in the show notes, I'm pretty sure. But it isn't about going to extreme levels. But what is an extreme level? Because some people have hypercholesterolemia, but it's in their blood. It's normal. And they don't have heart attacks because it isn't the cause of the heart disease. HDL is not good or bad. It is. LDL is not good or bad. It is. And of course, it's vital as a precursor for your youth hormones. Cholesterol protects your brain and nervous system. The fat, the cholesterol that's in your brain. You take a drug to reduce it, you're destroying your liver. Your liver is the key to all healing, along with the GI tract, the microbiome, etc. And we got to work hard as holistic healthcare people. When people are like first waking up, like, what do I do? Get your liver functioning again. Correct your chronic low-level dehydration. Your microbiome is messed up. The dysbiosis due to antibiotics, due to chemo. Antibiotics are chemo. Due to vaccination, heavy metals, additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, plasticizers, GMOs. I could add more to the mix. You're like, well, how are we alive? Robert, you just laid it out. I can't even do anything now. I'm a deer in the proverbial chemical headlights. I can't even move now. No, that's my point and reason for saying this stuff. It's to show your resilience, your ability to withstand a lot of assault, to recognize also that as, like Super Don says, the coffee aficionado that he is, he can't drink coffee the way he once did. But if he switches the quality of that coffee, my gosh, his body goes, hey, this is okay. Not having the same problems. Super Don, your body, your cells, they have a PhD in you. Pay attention. So, very excited to learn that Super D about coffee. And, you know, are there any misconceptions left of cholesterol that we haven't hit? As they say now, HDL is bad, not good, or too much?
You know, we talk about it a lot on the show, especially lately. And I don't know why. The last, what would you say, year or two, maybe it's become a big topic in health. And they keep trying to make people scared. But, this scientific evidence keeps coming out that turns their theory on this whole thing on its head.
Yeah.
You know, more and more. And so, I don't know. You think it's going to catch on?
I don't know. I mean, there are results, and it's coming out of Emory. They say they're important because they contribute to a steadily growing body of evidence that very high HDL cholesterol may not be protective. Well, HDL is not protective. It just is what it is. It does what it does. If you have no inflammation within your vascular system, there's no negative impact on cholesterol. In fact, I said it. I'm going to say it one more time. I'd like to be able to retire this, but I don't think so because we get new listeners all of the time. Cholesterol is the substance, LDL even, that keeps you alive long enough to have a heart attack. That's right. I am saying that without cholesterol, you would die in your teenage years, likely, of internal bleeding, a breach of an artery with no warning whatsoever, because there would be no protective patching mechanism that the body could rely upon. Cholesterol to allow you to remain functional and alive for years and years, decades and decades later, and then one day, oh my gosh, coronary artery occlusion, heart attack. And then they blame the protective substance that kept you alive long enough to have a heart attack as the cause of your heart disease. Idiots. I'm sorry. Medical doctors, cardiologists that still believe this lie are, at this point, what can you say? They can't learn. Stupid, maybe? I don't mean to insult, but it's insulting that they're trying to communicate that HDL, too high, too low. They don't know. Stop focusing on cholesterol and start focusing on the health of your liver. Start reducing the inflow of toxins, heavy metals, poisons. Stop injecting your babies with this stuff, too, because that can also set up cardiovascular inflammation and problems early in life, including strokes that may be compromising the brain. Well, maybe it would be compromising the brain and nervous system of little babies, too. Leading to autism. Speaking of autism, are there any biomarkers? Oh, if we only had biomarkers, we could somehow make better decisions about what we do to babies and children related to vaccines. Well, it turns out there are. Ginger Taylor is joining us next, our good friend. She also knew Liam Sheff very well, and I've got Liam's posters over my left shoulder if you're watching on YouTube. The video's up at robertscottbell.com, as are all the links. Say thanks to our friends at CB Sciences plus CBD Oil. Better Way Health, betterwayhealth.com/radio to get the beta-glucan that will modulate your immune system extraordinarily. Dr. King's, we got Sovereign Silver happening. We got Echo Water. Go get some now. We'll be right back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, You're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, joining us now on the Robert Scott Bell Show, dear friend, and we don't hear from her enough, but she's busy as a mom, she's a super mom, she's an activist, she's a writer, she's the mother of a vaccine-injured child who she's done extraordinary work with to recover the best of her ability and others that she's worked with, and we love her. She's also a great friend for Liam Sheff. She hosted, and her husband hosted Liam for a while up in the Maine area. Her name, Ginger Taylor, and she's back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Ginger!
Good to talk to you again.
It's great to have you on board. And you have a new article. It's published at The Age of Autism. It says, Houston, we have autism biomarkers. Now,
yes.
Biomarkers, if we only had biomarkers, the medical profession says, then we would be able to prevent it. But, of course, if the biomarkers might indicate the risk to injecting toxic metals, for instance, in vaccines, then we can't pay any attention to that. Give us some backstory here.
Well, we've had, you know, autism is defined as a set of behaviors, and stereotype behaviors, problems with communication, flapping and stimming, and things that you can't have a blood test for. And for many, many, many years, our community, the biomedical community, working to recover our kids and make them healthy, have said, you know what, there are really, you know, stuff going on in their bodies. We can look at these kids and say, they don't have enough glutathione, which is the chief amino acid that is responsible for binding to toxic metals and processing them out of the body. And these kids don't make enough of it. And they have a genetic predisposition, a lot of them, an MTHFR gene mutation or COMT gene mutation that impairs their ability to make glutathione and impairs metabolism so that they are primed for vaccine injury, for toxic injury from all sources, glyphosate, from the quote-unquote medications that we're giving them, from environmental mercury in the air, from living next to a highway where there's cadmium coming off of tires. That there's a subset of the population that will get hurt by this first and hurt by it worst. And we have not been listened to. In this time, and I've been in compiling this research since 2007, there is now, I have 154 research papers that show not just that vaccines do cause autism, but how they cause autism. What are the biological mechanisms for them? And they are glutathione depletion. They are inflammatory markers. They are cytokine storms. They are the impaired methylation. And the mainstream medical community will not listen to us, of course, because it implies that, it doesn't even imply, it shows that their vaccine program and their antibiotic use and their overuse of all sorts of medications and their inability to say, no, we have to get kids clean food is actually causal in the autism epidemic, and that the autism epidemic is real.
Ginger.
And what they have said for years is, you need biomarkers. If we just had a blood test, and we've been screaming that they haven't, we know the biomarkers.
We do. Ginger, I just want to break in for a moment and acknowledge that it's not unknown. Like you said, you pointed it out. You've shown the research on these things and revealed it, but what happens when these biomarkers point to autism being primarily an iatrogenic disease? Then it was the doctors have caused it. That's not going to make that profession very happy.
No, and earnest doctors who got into this to help kids, they don't want to hear that they've hurt their children, and they don't want to hear that they've been lied to and tricked by the people who they trust to teach them what healing is. So there is a natural predisposition. I don't want to hear that I've hurt my child. It was very painful and difficult for me when I had to confront the fact that he was suffering because of what I did to him and what I allowed. And for doctors to deal with that, not with one child, but with hundreds of children in their practice or 1,000 children over their entire career, is difficult. But they have to listen to the science now.
Yeah, it's going to be self-evident at one point in the future. It is for many of us for many years now, having what you've gone through, many parents. And it just breaks my heart every time a parent wakes up the hard way. But the work you're doing, Ginger, and others, is to help parents wake up before they have to learn the hard way.
Yes, and now we have research that shows that parents can wake up and know their child's risk from the day they're born. And it was found at a little backwater place called the New York State Department of Health. And it hit 3 years ago, and it has sat on the shelf, and nobody has paid attention to it until a mom who's also a chemist in Pennsylvania got a hold of me and said, have you seen this? And she found it digging through biomarker research for another product.
All right.
Project.
Well, we're going to dig deeper into this with Ginger Taylor. Everybody check out her article. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll take you to the age of autism. And how is it possible that these biomarkers have been in existence and acknowledged for a while, and yet modern medicine and as a whole is going, it doesn't exist. We don't know. It's just behaviors. We'll get to it next.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you scroll down in the show notes, there 6 days a week, there are new notes. And you scroll down to more upcoming RSB events, you'll find the Trinity Live Conference, September 22nd, 23rd in Schaumburg, Chicago, Illinois. The International Integrative Healthcare and Holistic Iridology Congress, 19th through the 22nd of October, that's in Orlando. And Total Health 19 already planned to be in Toronto in April, April 12th through 14th, 2019, Total Health. Those are just a few. More will be coming. Just keep checking the show notes. In the show notes today, we have links to our good friend Ginger Taylor and her article at Age of Autism talking about autism biomarkers. There is no excuse that the medical community says we don't know if your child is at risk for autism after a vaccination. Oh, yes, you do, or you should. Ginger, how deep does this rabbit hole go?
Well, I am still
still digging into all that. So that we've kind of just gotten off on our journey into looking into this paper, some associated papers, and who knew what and when. The paper that, you know, that was brought to my attention by, again, smart moms who know more than doctors, it's called Newborn Screening for Autism in Search of Candidate Biomarkers. And it was done by three senior researchers at the New York State Department of Health, or Division of Translational Medicine, who wondered, hey, you know, we have, you know, there's all this discussion for years about whether or not there's any way to tell at birth who might develop autism. We just remembered that we have blood spots from 12 million children who have had heel pricks the day they were born, had that blood put on a card, had that card put into the freezer. For the last more than 40 years, they've been doing that in the state of New York. So what they did is they went back and they found, they worked with an autism treatment facility and went with one doctor who had diagnosed kids aged 3 to 5. And so that all of the kids would be diagnosed consistently by the same person. And they went and found 16 families who said, sure, you can pull our child's blood spot cards from birth. And then they tested those blood spot cards, those blood samples, for 90 different biomarkers. And they found 15 of them that were predictive across the board of the development of autism later in life. And they put him into three categories, kind of the highest, most accurate, the kind of the middle and the, in the, you know, kind of three different stratas of how accurate they were. And the number one biomarker that was predictive of autism was a compound called glutathione S-transferase. Now, you've heard, if you've had any discussion in the biomedical community about autism and vaccine-induced autism or environmentally-induced autism, you've heard about glutathione. And glutathione is the thing that binds to toxic metals and toxic substances to escort them out of the body. Glutathione S-transferase, which is known as GST, is kind of a ribbon-like substance that binds the glutathione to the metal. So it's the glue between the two compounds, so they can be, the body can be detoxed. So these children are born with an inability to have that enzyme that binds those two things together to get rid of them. And the rest of the biomarkers are all they're all the things that we are constantly talking about. They're biomarkers for inflammatory responses, for cytokine activation, for microglial activation, which is immune cells in the brain that can cause brain inflammation. Other biomarkers for brain inflammation, and all of the things that these crazy families have been working on for, gosh, since the 80s in their kids. So we can know when a child is born with a simple blood test if they are one of these kids that likely will be easily poisoned.
Sure. And speaking of poisoning and intoxicating, you know, one of the strategies has to be reduction of the toxicological burden on our environment. And the ultimate environment is the internal environment of a little baby. And, you know, they're coming into a world that we know has become toxic and polluted. And they're being assaulted violently with toxins that they say, well, it's not much. You can take guys off it, said how many thousands of these things, no problem. And yet, you know, the acknowledgement of what you're saying with these biomarkers, if they have a deficiency or an inability to produce adequate quantities of the glutathione S-transferase, for instance. Again, these are selenium-dependent molecules, by the way. This is why selenium is another strategy in terms of moms-to-be, right, developing all of that, much less the children. We have got to look at these minerals that are deficient or displaced by metals and toxins in the body. So it's only validating more the nutritional or the nutrient argument in terms of long-term generational deficiencies in terms of nutrients, but also generational toxicity, the accumulation, bioaccumulation over each generation that has now been hammered with vaccines. Like when we were growing up, Ginger, there were two or three or four. Now, of course, we've shown the schedule. It's insane, and that's an understatement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what's in the food, and what's in the air, and what's in the medicine, and the layering upon layering. And we talk about, you know, we created the Canary Party under the construct there are canaries in our coal mine who are these kids who are easily poisoned, that they are easily made sick. But really, it's a problem for all of us. And now we can point to the blood test to say, look, there's a canary. There's one of our little ones who are going to be easily harmed. And if we're not protecting them, we're just next. We're down the road. Chronic illness, you know, late, we have Alzheimer's, late onset autism. It yeah. just took those people longer to build up the toxic load that caused yeah. the neurological cascade in them, rather than having it happen in their first 3 years, it happened in their first 30 or 40 years. So by ignoring this, we're not only harming them, we're signing a death warrant for the general population.
Ginger, you can tell a lot about a culture by how it treats its children. And this is a sad self-reflection, right? Proud American here. I love liberty. I love defense of individual liberty. A lot of our fellow Americans have lost sight of that. But even worse, if there could be an even worse, is that we've participated in the mandating or perception of mandates to poison, intoxicate our children at birth. And how we treated our children, you look at the, like say, the latest edition with Tom Frieden from CDC, headed up CDC for a while. He was caught like some kind of sexual impropriety with somebody else is complaining about it. And I'm like, you know, if you're willing to do this to children with vaccines, what are you not willing to do in terms of impropriety, in terms of treating other humans, whether they be adults or children? And I look at that behaviorally and I say there's a relationship here.
Sure, there is. I mean, when you get to the point of hubris where the rules don't apply to you, and you can really get to the point where you're deciding who lives and dies, and you're making decisions to, to literally hide, you know, William Thompson came out and said, yes, we have faked this data, yes, vaccines cause autism. And that was under Frieden's watch, and he did nothing, and he hit it. And, of course, he blocked Thompson from being able to testify in the Hazelhurst hearing of a child severely injured by autism, by vaccines, and has severe autism. So the idea that we have these trusted officials, we let them do this. We let them literally get away with murder, so we shouldn't have any expectation that they're going to, respect women in a cocktail party at their house or any other law.
Yeah, these are disgusting people. I'm just going to say it. They are. And of course, even in ignorance, we comply. We become disgusting by default. And I like to be positive and happy and uplifting. But we got to look at some of this ugly stuff that we're participating in. And if we're silent, we're tacitly complying with it. And you got to stand up and say no more. Now, in terms of pushback, right, when you know that you know, they're less likely to mess with you as a family and go after your children. But even that may not be enough because we have a lot of people around us that don't know. And so they are participating like in a matrix scenario as if they're all Agent Smiths going after you and your children and allowing it to happen. So what can we do now legally? You're talking about the validity of these biomarkers. Can we use this along with the HHS lawsuit that they lost? They admitted they don't do safety studies. They don't monitor. They don't report to Congress on it. What more power do we have in the legal realm to push back on state mandates?
Well, you know, I've kind of been talking about the last couple of years that we've really tried to fight CDC and the federal government on their vaccine policy, on their autism policy, their interagency autism coordinating committee that's supposed to be tracking all this research and does nothing, and still, it's been around for, 12 years, and still every meeting is like their first meeting. Oh, what do you want to look at, guys? And pretending that this stuff doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. With this paper, and because it came out of the New York State Department of Health, you can't pretend like you don't know anymore. Tom Insel, who headed that committee, and who is really famous for spiking all of the environmental research, he's very famous for saying, well, you know, you guys are stuck because you need to find biomarkers for autism, which was his job, by the way, but he wanted us to find them. This came out under his watch. He left in 2014. When the Thompson scandal came out, he hit the road and quit and went Google for cash. But we have right now is, this is a crazy thing about the study, it's 5 years old. This happened in 2013, and the You can't say that they didn't know about it. It's their paper. So right now, you know, as of when this came out, the discussion immediately starts to say, okay, any child with vaccine-induced autism, parent suspects vaccine-induced autism, born in the state of New York after 2013, has a case against the state. Because if the state is saying, well, gosh, we don't know what causes autism, it's a mystery, it's a puzzle, it's just, we just don't know. Yes, they do. They found it themselves. And I've talked with the lead researcher on this, and it's kind of an interesting story because he's a guy, by all accounts, he's a 78-year-old sweet, earnest grandfather who is a really honorable guy. And he was brought into this by somebody who was kind of his baby, another one of the researchers. And they published this, and then the other researcher passed away, who was also an older man. And so what really should have been followed up and taken off by this team never happened because Dr. Pass had died. And when I've talked with the other doctor, he doesn't really understand the impact of this study and what it means in the context, certainly, of vaccination, because this isn't his specialty area. But the state knew, and the state should have followed this up, and CDC knew. So as we filed FOIA requests with CDC to see if they had talked about this at all. But even if not, you know what? They're responsible for this. The Interagency Autism Coordinating Committee, which we have paid billions of dollars in tax money to find this that they, you know, is right there, they can't say we don't know anymore.
Right.
And this, along with the admission that Kennedy found that, yep, we have never reported to Congress, we don't follow the law, it's really starting to open up because
the
science is settled now. We have the science. Yes, vaccines cause autism, along with a lot of other chemical compounds. And so this kind of puts the nail in the coffin that they can't say they don't know anymore.
God bless you, Ginger Taylor. Thank you for stopping by on the way to your church picnic with good organic food with your boys.
Yes.
Love you. Appreciate you. Big hi to your husband, Scott. All the success with his film, apparently going to Mexico to release that. I want to hear more about it next time. All right. And the organic wedding cake saved me a piece. Whoever's it is.
Okay, will do.
That's Ginger Taylor. Go back and listen. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com to Age of Autism. Finally, magic mushrooms. Next.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
All right, shout out to my buddy Steve in Colorado. We were there broadcasting. He's got this Pure Vim, 100% whey protein, non-denatured from grass-fed cows, stevia sweetened, good stuff. Whole pound, 1.02 pounds for $14.99. Clearing it out on Amazon. So look up Pure Vim, Pure Vim, V-I-M, as in Victor, Vim. And get it while it lasts. I got strawberry, vanilla, and chocolate. Good stuff, clean, and I like it. Also, my friends at PlusCBDOil.com, PlusCBDOil.com. If you can't get it in the local health food store, order it directly and enter the code RSB15. RSB15 gets you 15% off. All other links, sponsors, support in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. Check it out. Now, Super Don made a good point to me as we were teasing going into a magic mushroom segment. Because I'm a little nervous about it. I mean, anything that's altering brain chemistry, psychoactive, whatever. I'm like, I got to take baby steps, right? Even with cannabis, I was not a cannabis aficionado. I don't even claim to be an expert, although we've studied a lot and had so many people on. I'm like, I endorse it 100% now. So many ways it can be used. So perhaps these mushrooms are good too. Peter Thiel, who was a co-founder apparently with PayPal and is a multi-billionaire today, he's moving forward with, phase two or phase three now, clinical trials. FDA green-lighted the use of this psychedelic magic mushroom for clinical depression.
Yeah, and it's the active ingredient, the
psilocybin?
Psychoactive psilocybin in the magic mushroom, which that's always, that is such a throwback, that magic mushrooms back to like the 70s, because the mushrooms have been around for a long, 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 long time. But I would equate the active ingredient there, the psilocybin, to, you know, what it is that people have been saying for many years about THC, right?
Yeah.
You know, they want to run away from THC because of the psychoactive. That's a psychoactive. Because that's the bad, part of cannabis, right?
THC is not psychedelic in the same way, right?
It's psychoactive, but no, it's not psychedelic to the point that psilocybin. Now, psilocybin, when you eat magic mushrooms, mm-hmm. you know, you're going to want to take like the afternoon off. Because it has a profound effect on your thoughts, your creativity, your vision, hallucinations and things of that nature. But what they found, and they've been doing some tests on the psilocybin for several years now, and there are two new studies that came out just recently that confirmed they put out a hypothesis that the psychoactive properties of psilocybin could be useful in treating depression, okay? And you know, what they're trying to do is figure out a way to deal with depression in a way that does not incorporate the side effects of antidepressants, right?
Sure. No, and it's a worthy goal, I agree. I imagine that, you know, if you're looking into psychedelic mushrooms, you're not necessarily looking at the heavy metals, the essential fat deficiencies, the mineral deficiencies, you know, all the things that we also do look at prior to taking any leap into the drug category. And my concern with psychedelics is that, you know, you need somebody to help guide you through this, because it's like those that go on the vision quests, whether it be Native American or whether it be South American or Central American shamans, right?
Keep
some level
in mind,
of guide, though, you know?
Keep in mind that just because, you know, the stories that we've heard, and some people have had some experience, and I had some limited experience way back in the day, that you just grab a handful of these mushrooms and eat them, there's no control over you know, the amount that you're taking, the strength of it, etc. So what they did is they had two new studies that came out, I think it was in January, that showed that the psychoactive part of this can reduce feelings of anxiety. I think this was done in people with depression who had advanced cancer, you know, things of this nature, that the dosage is what's important here. And it doesn't mean that if you take a certain amount, because microdosing in a lot of things is really effective. And so that doesn't mean that they would, you know, suddenly
you
be seeing flying elephants and stuff, you know, whatever.
That is an important point. Yeah.
So I'm in favor of this. I really am.
Relative risk. I'll look more into it. They say if they're successful in phase two, they'll go to phase three. I'm looking at that. Again, the dose, right? The thing is with CBD, you know, the worst that they find can happen is somnolence. You'll fall asleep. You take a nap. I don't know so much with the psychedelics. I think if you OD on it, it could be very dangerous to your psyche. So I think, you know, caution. I'm just saying, walk slowly, but the right dose makes it a medicine or a poison. I agree. All right, Super Don, thanks for another great show. Enjoy some good coffee that you ground from Cameroon or Jamaica. In the meantime, we'll be back with Advanced Medicine tomorrow. Thanks to Ginger Taylor as well. The power to heal is yours.
Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.